It's a great day for American jobs and a historic moment for North America and energy independence.
Today, President Donald Trump reversed an Obama administration decision and issued a permit to continue building the $8 billion Keystone XL pipeline.
Keystone XL will generate millions of taxes through the six counties in Montana. It's expected to contribute upwards of $212 million in state GDP and support approximately 3,700 jobs within the state during construction.
That's Matthew John. He's the communication specialist with TransCanada, the company that's building the pipeline.
We think it's a good project for Montanans. We think it's a project that's in the national interest of the United States, and we're eager to go through this process and to eventually get this project built.
But there is a strong contingent of people who don't believe the pipeline would be a good project for the state, like Marina Starr, who's enrolled in the Fort Berthold Indian Tribe and grew up on the Fort Peck Reservation.
People talk of jobs and prosperity, you know, but that only lasts a few years, if not that even.
Starr and about two dozen others are walking in prayer from the eastern end of the Fort Peck Reservation to 80 miles west. They are walking in shifts all weekend long. Each time someone gets tired, they trade for someone's seat in a car full of water and snacks caravanning along with them. Somebody else takes their place and continues the walk.
We're praying for the protection of our water and for the safety of our families and friends in and around the reservation, future generations of our neighbors.
Dina Hoff is one of those neighbors that the water protectors are praying for. She's a spokesperson for the Northern Plains Resource Council and a farmer from Glendive. She, too, opposes the Keystone XL pipeline's construction in Montana.
The proposed pipeline will go under the Yellowstone River, upriver from our irrigated farm. Many downstream farmers, ranches, and municipalities, as well as wildlife and fish, depend on that Yellowstone River water for life.
In January of 2015, the Bridger Pipeline, owned by Bridger Pipeline LLC, had a leak of at least 30,000 gallons of crude oil into the Yellowstone River below Hoff's sheep pasture. TransCanada spokesperson Matthew John assures that the company will take special precautions in order for their pipeline to prevent spills.
This project will be one of the safest pipelines to ever go into operation in the United States, and we take into account the opinions and the concerns of the local communities along the route, and we work with them, and we're looking forward to working with them and addressing whatever questions that they may have.
The concerns are made as clear as the water demonstrators pray to protect this weekend. As they continue walking across the Fort Peck Reservation on Highway 2, Starr is undeterred by the mileage she has to go.
I want to show my children that you stand up for something you believe in. It can be accomplished. Through prayer, I believe we can do it.
Starr and others began walking at 7 a.m. this morning. Their walk will conclude near 8 p.m. on Sunday with a ceremony. I'm Bree Ripley, YPR News.